The recording industry is one casualty of our online world. Since the 1990s, many record labels have folded or consolidated as listeners turn to digital downloads and free music on YouTube rather than buying albums. But one local ensemble is bucking the trend. The Prism Quartet has launched Zoss Records with an album entitled The Curtis Project. Newsworks Tonight producer Kimberly Haas gave it a listen.
These days, you wouldn't think of record companies as part of a growth industry. But when members of the Philadelphia-based Prism Quartet decided to start Zoss Records, they felt that running the whole show themselves wasn't that great a leap.
Artists often take all of the risk when they're working with professional labels.
Matt Levy plays tenor saxophone with the Prism Quartet.
So the artists will pay for the entire gamut of expenses related to making a record. Artist fees, production fees, manufacturing. We sort of decided we would kind of cut out the middleman.
And Prism already had the content for the new label's first offering, stemming from a residency at the Curtis Institute of Music.
David Ludwig, who's the Dean of Artistic Programs, invited us to work with the composition department, and we wanted to include a program that featured five new works by composition students, as well as a new work by David called Joscan Microludes.
The project also included some star power with a piece by Jennifer Higdon. The Curtis alum and Pulitzer Prize-winning composer wrote short stories for Prism to perform at branches of the Free Library of Philadelphia, where the audience makeup was unpredictable.
The idea was just to create a bunch of short movements that could be contained, moved around in any order so that they could be fit anywhere you need it, including you got a raucous bunch of eight-year-olds running around the room. Or if you want something more calm and peaceful, there was an option for that as well.
The Curtis Institute is best known for educating world-class orchestral players. This new recording showcases another side of the venerable institution as a center for music composition.
Although it's ironic because if you look at the list of people who graduated from the school, I think composers constitute the largest number of famous individuals coming out of there. I know Leonard Bernstein was he studied composition, but he also studied conducting. But Samuel Barber, Giancarlo Minnani, George Rochberg, composers, they're such a quiet entity. We're not on the stage except on the page.
The Prism Quartet will follow the release of the Curtis Project with another album of saxophone quartets and a collaboration with the percussion ensembles Parch and So Percussion. For WHYY, I'm Kimberly Haas.